Southtown 4, MLA, anyone around this morning?
PFW Mobile.
How you doing this morning?
Doing pretty good, Al. Letting the truck warm up a minute. It's 19 degrees in Greer.
Fast. You want to hear a funny one?
Yeah, tell me.
I've done a lot of bridges and stranded engines, get fibers up, and Al says he was my ball boss. He says, I never not, he says, take 2 bars, we'll pull one over and pull it, see 2 handles whacked to follow nut. Well, guess what? This particular flywheel was so nasty behind your throat, it won't come off. I whacked that thing, I said, you know what? I'm going to make a pull. I'm going to pull against the crankshaft to get it off because it won't come off. And I know I'm going to break something. I mean, I soaked up a 10-pound sledgehammer, and I gave it a whack flying up on one street, and that darn thing wouldn't come off. So you tell me if it's on there or not.
It's on there pretty good.
It's two. I'm already under the crank up. I hit it because it's hard to hit it square. Plus, I was by myself. I believe I got the engine off last night. We flipped on its side, so it's on the floor now. So now I'm really going to have fun now because now the engine's off the machine, so now it's really, really hard to hold it. I have fun, but I'm not doing it right now. It is too darn cold. I got acorns all over the floor, the acorns in the shroud. There's acorn shells for the squirrels all over the place. I got. Then the car went to get that off, and they hacked that all up. And that was just about seized. I had a bend. I got mad. I couldn't find a wrench. So I got mad at the car wheel, I guess, but I got the car wheel off and saved it. And I got the bolts out without breaking nothing. So I was like, well, today I'm leaving that thing alone.
You don't have all those specialized tools that you really need to get that stuff off.
I think I got some in the toolbox. I got a puller. It looks like there's two threaded holes, and I think as long as I put a plate and thread two holes all the way together to tighten the flywheel with spacers and make it solid, I should be able to hold the flywheel and then put a screwdriver across with a wrench and tighten it up. And it should pull against the crankshaft, and as long as it puts pressure straight on the nut, square against the crank, it should pop it loose. I'm going to warn you about. What I'll tell you is this. If you give any kind of mixed load, they give you the minimum price. So I told my neighbor, this guy brings a lot of stuff to him. So you know what I'm going to do? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to teach them a lesson. I'm going to take all the wiring out of that thing, strip it, separate panel, all the connectors, take them apart, take off the tires, take them off the rails, take the seat, or the gas tank, doing nothing. I'm going to live out of the sucker. I'm going to say, here, I'm going to keep the other stuff separate with me in my hand. And after he scraps it, I'm going to say, here. I say, Darren, walk back in with that. I'm going to get all the insulation off the wire, everything. I'll show him how to do it all. That way he won't get lopped, but at least he'll know that I'm not no jerk. You're eating your Prius. You know, that's not going to be that hard to fix that.
Vehicle. I'm in a Dodge truck. You heard from the other guys yet this morning?
You know, like I said, there's like 50 computers in that stupid thing. The chances are, the main thing with that thing I'd be careful is discharging the caps when you, there's a switch, there's a way to discharge the caps in that thing. And be absolutely 100% certain if you have to mess around with that you do it properly. And make sure you have dielectric gloves if you got to work on the AC or anything like that. Because you have to run a non-oil dielectric in the Freon, special Freon for those things. And if it's not done right, it's very dangerous.
DOT Mobile.
I guess see if I got some glue. I'll glue together the top of that balance for you. But I think I got glue around here somewhere.
I'm with you yet, Al. I've just been biding my time right now.
Well, I'll glue it together for you if I got some glue. I guess somebody help me with find it. And so you'll have it. I could send it to you if you want, but it costs more to send a stupid thing. But like I said, I'll give you one. You can try it. And that's close enough. I know it'll work fine. That's I've been down the road you're going.
Up sometime. And how are you doing this morning, Jim?
Yeah, just trying to get rolling for a Monday. Cold Monday at that. I got 27 on the dash over here.
Ooh, 19 sitting in the yard this morning.
More like 19. I don't know that mine's all that accurate, but yeah, it's bitter out there right this second.
Mike said you were kind of under the weather.
I'm feeling a whole lot better than I was. I was miserable last week. It went all the way up to about, till about Sunday morning. Yesterday morning is when I turned the corner and finally started feeling better. But yeah, man, I felt miserable.
Better now.
Guys, I wonder, you know what would be kind of fun? We have to try one day. One day when it's a little bit warmer, maybe we'll go up there and get we'll do a little practice for you guys sometime. I gotta get my permit and all that stuff. It won't be a problem. I gotta do that, but I think it'd be fun. I got there to shoot just for the fun of it. I think I want to shoot the cops down here just for something to do, get a laugh out of it. What I want to do is take them to the range and teach them the basic target, see if I can. And these give them a run for their money. I think it'd be kind of funny. They well, I don't have a $50 bet, I couldn't do it. I bet you I could do it.
Aren't you legally blind?
Well, I bet you I can. I heard other blind people do it. Other blind people have done it. I bet you I can do it. I just got to learn how to point, and I'm shooting. I know I can do it. I bet it'd be fun. I'm going to try that and see how I shoot them. I'll just walk the target back. It's only 16 feet. I bet you I can do it. All they got to do is find a way to walk straight back to that target. I'll get that boy. I won't get it every time, but I bet I'll get it pretty good.
Let me know how that works out. I'll probably be on the other side.
You got to learn, obviously I learned gun safety and all that stuff. I know the first thing I'll do is make sure you get the feel of the kick of the gun and stuff like that. I just use basic safety rules. I mean, I've heard everyone here use bow and arrows and I'll shoot people before, so I don't see why not. Oliver North was California. I was talking about that one day, and he said he's taught a lot of blind people to shoot. He said because you can do it. He said he recommends that blind people learn to do it. I think it's just gonna be fun. Don't worry, I will use proper gun safety. Believe me, and I know enough to know I'm very careful with that kind of stuff. You don't mess around with that. You be very careful.
On safety, that's one of the main things we harped on as we taught. But yep, I'm with you. Ken, what else you got going on? Did your wife have the weekend off? She have to work.
Day off. We rode up to Asheville in the rain. There's a couple little outlet stores she wanted to go to. So we went up there and just spent the day together. But she's kind of like you, trying to kick that cold, and that just been hanging on and hanging on.
Roger that. I hate to hear that. I'm glad you got to do a little something, but yeah, I know how she feels. Yeah, man, I just got to where I just didn't want to do anything, and I was popping medicine all day long just to make it through the day, and taking medicine at night just to try to sleep. So yeah, I know it's not fun, but hopefully she'll be kicking that and turning that corner real soon. Then I know one of the other guys, of course I haven't talked to him yet this morning, we'll see how he is. Actually, no, never mind, he's got the day off. But anyway, he's had a cough now for I guess a couple weeks, so I think it's gonna last a little while. KK4POT.
W. Yeah, it's been hanging on for her for a while, but yeah, she's got a double today. She's got to go in for 8. Won't get off till about 10 tonight.
And I know that's no fun.
I used to do that sometimes, but boy, that gets old now. I remember going in a machine shop, working 9 hours, and next morning get up, do another 9 or 10, and then on the weekends, nobody would be around. I used to like working with my friend on weekends because and they would bomb it a weekend. So we'd spend another 16, 17 hours on a weekend between 2 days and do it. And, man, at the end of the night, man, you're just done. You're just whooped.
Is you have to go back in at 8 tomorrow.
Yes, you got to go back in tomorrow.
A little bit of a break and sleep in.
Cause some of my bad sleep habits because I slept so little. It's hard to get back in the habit of sleep. I slept yesterday a little bit. But I'm still fighting my cat. I think I'm going to get someone else to take this cat because this cat is driving me nuts.
I kicked my butt on HF this weekend.
Did you do all right?
He had a North America CQ contest, and he made I think 33 contacts in that, and I had to hang with it there, and I finally got to 40 in two countries, so that was a good one.
Good on.
Most of them on 40, some of them on 80, and some of them on 20.
If you did some on 80 and some on 40, what car did you do on 80?
Thinking that Puerto Rico was on 80, but I'd have to go back and double check.
See, Puerto Rico from here is what about, probably a little more than 1,000 miles, am I correct?
Yes, but I guess that's probably pretty close.
Remember one thing, that's not bad. Not bad at all. One of my friends on AM and HLR I was telling you about, he was up Maine one time. He said he was running AM, but he was running a big transmitter, like they're about 4 kilowatts. And the best he said he ever done is England on AM at night. And that's a pretty good AM or sideband, that's a pretty good contact. Here, guys, he heard of England, he sent him a card. But no, that's good. That antenna is doing the best it's going to.
I doubled with somebody.
Get the bell and you're going to get about 4 dB on what you got for an antenna, probably. You'll be right up. If you go on 3913 where your crowd is down there at night and talk to those guys in Florida, a lot of those guys got beams and stuff. And if you're around 15 or 20 over 9, that's about where you're going to be. You'll know you're good.
Yeah, Tim, you're supposed to send me an email address.
Yep, I sure was. Shoot, I completely forgot. Yeah, I try to remember what I do that when I get into work. If you don't see one come from it, just shoot something over to me as a reminder, and I will respond to that. But, yeah, I need to get that to you.
I sent Mike and Ed the video of the class from last year. It was actually pretty good, you know. It gave you some hints about working DX and stuff like that. A couple of decent websites on that. There's a couple of websites that tells you what countries on the air and everything and that, and when they were last heard from and that. But man, most of those, I was looking down through the frequencies. Most of those are on the extra bands.
Why you gotta get your extra license, because that's where they all are.
Roger that, KK4BOT.
I'm proud of you guys. You guys are just starting to learn it, and you know what? It's good you got a difficult antenna situation. It's good for you, you know. I probably spent more time, I don't even want to say on here the language I used a couple times when Karen and I were ripping that thing apart, but I will tell you, it's real good learning experience for you. Once you get it down, you'll never forget it. This guy is KJ4M. I wish you had a chance to learn from KJ4HYD, my friend Kevin. Probably one of the top 10 engineers in the country. And I wish you had a chance to learn from an RF engineer like that. I did.
Exceed Mobile.
Good morning.
Morning.
He already headed to the house. And this morning yet.
I would not want his job this morning, let me tell you.
And this morning in Greer, it's 26 in Greenville right now.
I'm picking.
Stan, this isn't the coldest yet. Next couple days, I heard we're going to get down to 13 or 19 a couple days. at night. So it's going to be really cold coming up and windy, too. As a matter of fact, our car doesn't have to set up right or tuned up right, they're going to be getting stuck like flies. Crockpot swarms is out there. Got some roast beef, potatoes, and carrots. They're sitting there, staying nice and hot. Someone cooked it. They didn't cook it in a crockpot. It was very tough. So I just threw it in the crockpot with some garlic and some seasoning. I'm letting it to get it nice and tender. It'll be pretty good later.
About no food.
I was just thinking about it because what I had got going is last night. Well, my cat was trying to steal it all. I said, they're going to have to do something about this cat because we're going to get a squirt going with some peppermint water. I'm going to start squirting with that, see if that don't work. Otherwise, I'm just going to hold on and honk at him.
Good weekend. Yeah, Susan had off on Saturday. We rode up to Asheville in the rain for a while. And then just mostly laid around yesterday. It's Saturday. Asheville or nothing, but mostly laid around. In radio Saturday evening, and that they were having that North American CQ party, and that got to make some contacts.
Pulling up, so I'm going to jump out of here. 7-3s, everybody. Have a good day, and stay warm out there. KK4POT.
Sam, have a good one. KN4TFW.
KK4 Nixie.
Now with the last email I sent with the links and the class and everything.
I haven't opened it up yet. I meant to do that Saturday, but I didn't actually check my email. Yesterday was pretty busy for me too. So I'll check it out. It'll probably be tomorrow or tonight.
Three or four links on there. He's got last year's class on there, and it's pretty good. When you get to the second part of the class, it's just kind of a refresher about math and the calculator you're going to be using, but it's a little bit boring.
Well, that math's a pain, but it's a pain in the neck. But what happened years ago with that with blind people? You know how they did it? And the Braille slide rule, which I've never seen even until I think, oh, you know, if they don't do it. They actually learned to use an abacus. They used an abacus to do it and modified the abacus so the beads were a little harder to move. And that's how blind people did the math. There was a blind electronics engineer. That's what he did to solve the problem. Else is real that you probably don't know. Did you know that some of the German messages were decoded in World War II? A blind person helped do it? In fact, I can kind of laugh about what Ken Jordan told me. If you go back in history, in the 1500s, there was a war, I forgot which two, one of the biggest armies in the world against one of the smaller ones, and the general was blinded in one eye, KI-4 in the land, by a sword, so he still knew how to fight. So he said to guys, if you guys get a horse, I know how to ride a horse, and if we can make some signals together, we'll make signals, so I'll tell you guys when to fight, and they under his instruction, they won the war. They called him Ziska, and Ziska meant one-eyed. Some things I've learned over the years and watched as things going on, and what's really cool, though, is I think you guys need to realize is that the dial mortgage, everyone doesn't realize, reading the dial mortgage, you can't see it almost possible. But I think I got the whole thing figured out. My friend and I, Ronnie, and a few guys did it. We're going to test it. I hope it works because it's really going to open up a lot of fields for blind people if it does. I know it will. So I'm on the cutting edge in this thing to help a lot of people out. I just got to keep on it. By now. That's about a third ID, right?
Say it out.
Close to 530. I think this is second or third ID since you guys are on here.
Right.
man. I think I want to do it. I'm going to set my transmitter for one of these days with a timer. It's got the CW position. I'm going to set it up with an ID timer and CW so that way I don't have to mess with it. It'll identify itself. You can't send your ID faster than 20 words a minute?
I read that one yet.
Well, it's clear I was going to do that 40 words a minute just to get done with. It's all, can't do that fast. Oh, okay, I didn't know 20 words a minute. If you listen to all the IDs, that's what they are. But it's kind of cool. I think it'd be kind of a fun thing to do. I mean, see, here's the thing that I think people don't understand. It's a little bit tougher for blind people, but really, once you, if I can get some of these little problems nailed down with some of the, soldering's the biggest problem I've got. I haven't really designed a foolproof way to do that yet, but I think there is a way to do it.
I'm here at work, guys. So I'll say 73, and hope you guys have an awesome day, and hope to catch you guys in the morning. And Mike, remind Tim he's supposed to send me a email address or something so that I can send him those classes.
Do it. I'll get on it. I'll try to get on when I walk in. He'll probably be able to send it to you. But you have a good day, 73. See you. Hope you don't have too busy of a day.
KW clear.
Guys, I try to bring up different things, kind of make it a little fun in the morning. So we got different topics and different things that go on so we can make it a little more fun in the morning.
Pulling the radio out.
A little bit after 5, I think. Because I got to get a good clock. I got a clock, but I got to get an easier way to... My alarm goes off at 12 o'clock midnight, so that doesn't do it. I guess I got to fix that.
Grandfather clock.
Those things, I haven't seen one of those things in years. I'm going to look up for me, see if you can still get a real watch. I've got one the guy gave me for her wife, his will gave me 20 years ago. I failed by, I got it still somewhere. I'd like to fix it just for the sentimental value of the darn thing, but I don't know when to fix his watches anymore. I'll see if I still got it here to fix it. Cool. I think just gotta go on this side. You gotta learn this. We gotta get people that have skills that can fix basic mechanical things. Because I don't care, you can have all the digital electronics you want, but it all relies on mechanical at the end of the day.
Hear that.
Just to you. I'm gonna explain you a few simple facts. Why do we have a shortage of welders? Why? Because they're not trained. Why do we have a shortage of people that fix things? Because they're not trained. Because they don't know how. I work with a lot of tech school mechanics, and you know what? They can't work their way out of a paper bag.
I'd have to agree with you.
Tell you why. I'm going to give you an answer. It's a very simple one. Everybody's forgot the simple thing that the human mind or any supercomputer can calculate all kinds of calculations it wants to. But at the end of the day, it doesn't. If something does go wrong, for example, a friend of mine, one of the best weathermen I ever met, he was doing a weather forecast one time in Connecticut. His name was Miles Nuzio. Probably one of the best weather forecasts I've seen. And one day, he was actually with a hurricane track. And he said, now here's what I'm going to do. I took all the models, looked at them, and he said, they're all wrong. I said, wait a minute. This guy's going against all six computer models. So here's what he did. He wrote down on the blackboard a coordinate and said, tomorrow morning when that hurricane's around where it needs to be, he said, you check the coordinates against what computer said, guess what? Guess who was right? No. Miles Nuzio. Hi. Interesting.
Trade school.
Oh, so many times before, and he saw something that the computer didn't average in, or couldn't. Because he couldn't. And you know what? You ever heard of adaptive learning? That's a big problem, especially with self-driving cars. That's one of the problems in computers that you can never really know. You never really know what a computer is going to do in a certain situation. Only what it doesn't always know what it's going to do, because it's it. We have intelligence, it doesn't. And there's certain things that we're programmed to do. For example, I'll give you another example of this, and this will give you another clue. Years ago, Bob Lutz He was a chief. He was one of the people who worked for the dial across for up on top. Him and Bobby Stockwell were good friends, which I worked for Bobby in his building. He's the one we did the SMR. But anyway, one day, we were sitting around, and they decided they were going to eliminate the dial board at the time of the line because it cost too much to have someone do it. And I watched, and I said, I heard about it, and I said, Ryan and I talked about that about 6 months into it. We were looking at Christ signs with A, B, C, and D pistons, and I'm laughing. I mean, I'm just laughing my full head off. I said, well, that's pretty stupid. I said, every block you get home with Saints is different materials, different wear patterns, different soil patterns. I think I'll look. And I sat there and watched these dummies lose millions of dollars and lose hundreds of thousands of edges, and all they had to do was call me up and ask me. Weren't smart enough to do that. Blake, we're looking at it. That just gives you a few minutes. I'd give you 100 more if you want. For a laugh. Many years ago, Seal Power had a problem with people hauling blocks out and messing them up the ring with sea. And I was a young kid. I was 12, 13 years old. And I looked at the problem and said, I said, I can understand. People know how to haul a block. So I got mad one day. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I didn't have no money for cylinder also. I took out some 280 grit or whatever it was, Emery cloth, and I got a big piece. I went around circles on that four cylinder wall down around the circle. And I said, well, hey, Ryan, how's that look? Al, he says, that crosshatch looks better than cylinder horn does. I said, how do you think that would ring? He said, try it. I put no oil on the cylinder wall, no lube of transmission oil. I was off the back of firearms, you know. And I lit that thing up, and guess what? Ring seat instantly. And you know what? Seal Power did a study with that. It cost them like $100 at the time, about $500,000 to come out with what I already said. I said automatic transmission fluid. Do you know why I use automatic transmission fluid on the cylinder wall? Let's try again. I know you that we've got to redouble.
In that area where I'm in that hole.
Yeah, what are you running? Handy talking?
My car doesn't have any heat in it.
You did fine that time. I got you that time.
Bad spot out here today, or it's right now.
Doing pretty good in that bad spot. We got to build your real high gain antenna, so when you use that handy talkie, it'll stomp some weed.
Magnetic antenna for it, I need to start using it.
Handy-talky.
Regularly rated.
See, it's put on your wattmeter if you got one, see, but I'm looking for a 100 milliwatt one. You know what's got one that'll do just as little 100 milliwatt one? I tell you, you guys help me get my antenna out in the clear. I want to see if I can run 100 milliwatts like I used to. He just hasn't had time to get over here. He will. He's got to get over here and get your hand one down. He's got to clear the codes out of his truck. I think he's got to figure out what's wrong with it. So this is 26?
What?
26 in one, where we are? Real bad spot.
6-3.
All right. I better stand so the nurse doesn't walk in and half asleep. Almost getting to work. You're pretty close because you're right in that bad spot. There we are in that bad spot now.
I just got on the White Horse Road.
Crash, but you're doing real good. That's pretty cool, really, is that. You know, there's a lot of things going on right now, which... And that's why right now we're having a problem with not getting as many jobs available. Not because they're not there, because people can't, they're not getting enough people to do them.
1.6 unemployment rate in Greenville, so, I mean, most everybody's working.
Oh, that's crazy. Could you imagine? We could still be 0.5% better. And you know what? Here's where the problem is. How many disabled and blind people are working? Well, you know, we might only be 500,000 in the country. I don't know what it is. I don't know what the numbers are. But think about what the cost difference would be or will be. That's why the government told me they don't care what I do, just do it.
Make unemployment any better? I mean, you have a 2.5% 2.5% of the population is unemployable anyway. They don't want to work, or they can't work. So the 1.6 is pretty good because there's people with jobs that don't even want to be working.
Question 6 months to see if I can't solve some of that problem. There's probably 50, 60,000 black people that do want to work. They lost their jobs and want to work, and I've always been one of the ones that wanted to, and I still can contribute, and the things I'm going to contribute are going to help fight people too. Most people care for it, but blind people don't understand. Most of us do want to work, but the thing is, most people haven't seen enough blind people that do work, so they really don't know. To the exempt from military service, which I was pretty upset about that. I want someone to swear in. They said that there's a Peace Corps they can swear in. I'm going to go. I'm going to join. If they'll let me join, I'm more than willing to volunteer some railroad experience and help. Because, you know, I've got to give society back things he gave me.
To the job where you were going to run a shop.
Is it possible he's having financial issues up there? I got to prove it down here first. I'm working on it. I can work with another guy a little bit, but we're working on that too. But I can't go up there because of medical issues. If they catch me, I'm going to end up, if I have any medical issues, they won't treat me and I'll end up in jail without a place to live. That's why I got out of there. That's why I had to get a plane ticket, borrow money from one of my friends. It's real lucky that my friend Ronnie Hoy, my teacher, decided to loan me the $100-something. Can't say I was on the plane.
That.
About those bleach clothes, I didn't know color bleach existed. I guess he was too insistent on that. I said, well, he says, it might not be the new thing. What the heck? She gave me a couple cold drinks. I said, I don't want to move for a drink. I'm hurting. I'm tired. She goes, what do you want to drink? I said, $2 bill of a cup of coffee, pack of cookies, so we're good to go. I informed, she said, no, keep it in the pocket.
Well, listen, Al, I'm driving up. I got 3 minutes. And I'm designated, so I want you to have a good day. And I'll probably catch up with you tomorrow morning. Have a good one. KK4NXC, I'm going to be clear on your file.
Okay, I got all that. No scratch. I got you all the way. KK4NXC, clear.